And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we are opening another Chianti. I know this has been Chianti season here on this season, season four of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I've been drinking a few Chiantis lately. This is another one. This one comes from a store that I visited in Raleigh, North Carolina last month. This is the third of the three wines I purchased there. And the first two wines were pretty decent. I liked them. One we had last week was really good. I enjoyed that a lot. We're going to open this one and see what that's like. Also, I have a little platter that I produced tonight. And, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some dad jokes, of course, and we're going to celebrate the national days. We have some national days to toast. I haven't had any wine yet. I know. And I'm going to show you a very special preview video. It's only 1 minute long. It's very short, but it is like a theatrical style preview video that I produced and we released this week. For a new product that we're selling at Bite 2A Radios. And the reason I'm showing this is because it's kind of different from anything that I've ever produced before. And I thought you might enjoy it, a little tongue in cheek, but you know, I think you might like it. It's had some pretty good responses so far. So I'm looking forward to showing it to you and sharing it with you. Now, of course, if you're joining me on the wine stream tonight for the very first time or for the 161st time, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. And as you can see, my consciousness was a little broken there for a second. I'm doing all my own producing. So I'm monitoring everything here all at once and everything, something pops up or whatever. I have to sort of, what is that? Okay. But no worries. Everything is good so far. Everything looks good. Tonight, it does. All right, well, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes, and they are right here, ready to go. But I don't always follow them verbatim, because the show is not about me. The show is somewhat about the wine, but the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, having a great time, sitting back with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, whatever they are, kicking back, relaxing from the past week, and just having a good time, just chatting together. Now, we don't talk about politics or religion, any of that sort of thing. We want to talk about things that bring people together, which is what wine does, brings people together. And we're streaming, we're multi-streaming on five different platforms. So you have four or five different venues with which to chat live. And please join me in the chat and chat live with me because you direct the show. It's what you put in the chats and your questions, your comments, whatever you want to say, as long as it's G-rated, because this is a family-friendly show, okay? We want to keep this family-friendly. So, and let's keep it clean. So, just get in and chat with me. We can have some great discussions. And you direct this show, once again, because this is your show. So, please, I have some things here. This is just to entertain you, okay? The rest of it, a lot of it's up to you. It is. I'm not trying to put pressure on you. It's okay. Look, if you don't want to comment or you just want to watch passively, that is perfectly fine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to join in the chat, you can as well. But we have four or five different venues to do that with. Now, if you're watching, you can watch and chat live with me on Facebook. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. You can join me live on Twitch. Twitch is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1. Drink with Rick and the number one, not spelled out O-N-E, but the number one, all one word. And you can chat with me live there. We have a live chat going on YouTube. YouTube is Drink with Rick, of course. And on Twitter, Twitter is at Drink with Rick. And yes, you can tweet me live on Twitter. Also, we are live on Odyssey, and you can chat with me live on Odyssey at odyssey.com. And I think the URL for this one is the name of this wine, Monterano. M-O-N-T-E-R-O-N. What is it? M-O-N-T-E-R-O-T-O-N-D-O. Yeah. Just look for Drink with Rick. You'll find it. You can also watch live on our website at drinkwithrick.com, drinkwithrick.com right here. I don't have a live chat going there, but if you click on the comment box for this post, you click on the post, open it up, there'll be a comment box there. Type in your comments, and I will respond in kind. It won't be tonight because I don't get those until later, but I will read them, and I'll read them on the next episode. How about that? So you can interact with me there as well. Also, the podcast version goes out on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, Eastern Daylight Time right now. This podcast goes out, Drink with Rick, on all these venues, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, and by email. If you go to the website to subscribe, click on the subscribe page, click on the little blue button that says by email, put in your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just for the podcast. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. Please don't. And you can also buy me coffee if you want, or two or three or five. And it pays for the prizes, the giveaways that we do on the show. So that's all that right there at drinkwithrick.com. Okay. So I'm going to show you what this wine's all about. But first, let's check the chat, see who's in the chat. Now we have... we do have folks watching. Good. And let me check YouTube. Kind of quiet on YouTube right now. And Twitch. Twitch is usually what's happening after the first 10, 15 minutes of the show. Once everybody figures out I'm online. So that's good. And let's see. Twitter. Let's see. We got anything going on Twitter. Okay. Everything's good. So we can go ahead and go ahead. Yep. Odyssey is live. We're live everywhere. All over the place. So we're good. Everything looks good tonight. That's good. Everything running smoothly. That's 2 weeks in a row. Everything's running smoothly. Boy, that's nice. That's good. Let's knock on wood and let's keep it that way. All right. So let me show you the wine that we're drinking tonight. This is called Monterotondo. It is Chianti Classico. It's a Vigna Vagellata, and it is a Vendemmia 2017. And this is by Saverio Bassagni Viticoltori, I believe. I hope I didn't butcher that too much. My Italian is worse than my English. Let me show you the back of the wine. All right, I'm going to try to read this as best I can. Monterotondo Chianti Classico 2017 Vagellata red wine estate bottled by Monterotondo di Bassagni Saverio? I think it's Saverio. Gaoli in Chianti, Italy. And there's all the government warning stuff there. Imported by Bacco Selections, LLC in Southern Pine, North Carolina, 28387. The website is BaccoSelections.com. Or maybe it's Bacco. I don't know. Bacco, BaccoSelections.com. I don't know. This does say at the bottom, I don't know if you can read it very well, but it does say unfiltered wine. Unfiltered wine. Now, it doesn't say it is organic, but it does say it is unfiltered. It is a product of Italy. And there is 14% ABV in the 750 milliliter bottle. Now, that's interesting that 14% ABV is interesting in the fact that when I went to the website where I purchased this wine, it said it was 13.5%. Well, it's half a percent, right? It's half a percent. I'm going to try to go easy on this wine tonight. All right. Anyway. That's what we have. And to pair it with the food that we have to pair it with tonight, yes, I know that the presentation of this is lacking, and there is a reason for it. The reason is I did it. It looks horrible, doesn't it? I did it. Now, normally, my lovely wife, Chi, she prepares the presentation for me of the food. She puts it all together and she does a fabulous job. And you can tell the difference between when she prepares it and when I prepare it. But tonight she had a special event she was attending, and she got back in time to do it, but I'd already pretty much put it together. I wasn't sure what time she was coming home, so she was not present. I wanted to give her the night off anyway. I mean, she more than earns it. She works hard for all of us. She deserves it. So I put it together myself, and of course it shows. We're just here to taste it with the wine. It's not, you know, it's another excuse for me, right? for my poor presentation. Hopefully you'll like my theatrical style trailer that I'm going to show later better than this presentation of food. I hope so. Anyway, so let's go ahead. Let's check the chats one more time. And my lovely wife, she is in the chat. She says hello on hello right back at you. I'm glad you're watching. How are we looking on Facebook tonight? It's not bad. It's pretty decent, Facebook. And let me check some of the other places. Okay, kind of quiet at the moment. Look, the night, I understand tonight is too nice a night. It's just before, you know, a few weeks before summer begins. And people want to be outside, out and about. They don't want to be sitting here watching me drink. Well, you could be drinking with me. It's safer that way, I think, as long as you're doing it at home, right? All right, so let's open this bottle. Let me get a close-up here. All right, there we are. Now let's use the foil cutter and open. No, this foil cutter's a little bit, it must be getting dull, or I'm losing my grip, or both. Okay, and now I have the mechanical corkscrew ready to go. Let's open it with the mechanical corkscrew, and we'll uncork the bottle, or decork it, as I like to call it, because I like to be different. I don't want to do everything everybody else is doing. Everyone else can uncork the bottle. I'm going to decork it. Yes. And here's my aerator, my trusty aerator, right in the bottom. Fits nicely. Hope I can get that back out later. All right, and to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty and beautiful Galway Genuine Irish Crystal Glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2waradios.com. Let's go ahead and pour a little bit of this grape nectar into the glass. Just a little bit for starters. Give it a nice swirl with the left hand, no doubt. I am not ambidextrous, but tonight it's wine, so I guess I can handle that with either hand. Okay, so let's swirl it the other way. There we go. Let it open up just a little bit. Getting some delicate aromas of cherry in there. Well, let's set that aside for just a minute, and we're going to let it open up and breathe. Just breathe. And while it's doing so, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. All right, so I did say that I purchased it at the wine feed. I did. And the wine feed has some information on it, which surprised me, because some of the places, some of the stores that I go to that sell the wines, they all have an online presence. Well, most of them have an online presence. They don't always put much information on the particular wine in there, on their site, on the page. Sometimes it's selling whimsical stuff, and sometimes they just, you know, they just say, hey, here's this wine. Go buy it. Here's the price. Come on, buy it. Drink it. But WineFeed had something more on here. Before I get to that, I'm going to check around a little bit more and see where else it was listed. Wine Searcher had the 2017 Montrotondo Vagelata on here, and they had some prices where it was available. And they had it available here. Interesting. eBay.it. $171.38 a case, it looks like. I guess that's the case. It just says $171.38. Let's look at the single bottles. Yeah, it is a 12-bottle case. Enotica Sergio in Italy. That's in Tuscany. Toscana, it is $14.28. I guess that's U.S. a bottle. Mostly Italy. Carlo Lotti Winery, $15.76. Actually, that's for the 2018 vintage. This is the 2017 vintage, by the way. Just Wines Italy, $16.39. That's a 2016 vintage. I still have that available. I don't see anything specifically for the 2017 vintage here. But in Denmark, Jacobi Vin in Denmark has it for $19.19 a bottle, plus 25%. Oh, that includes 25% sales tax. Wow. Sales tax there is pretty high. Well, I don't think they shipped to the U.S. I don't know. But I clicked on the 2017 vintage. Apparently, they didn't really have that there. All right, I looked around. Vivino has it, or has it listed on the site. They give it a 3.9 rating out of five stars, 16 ratings. And they list it for $25.99 a bottle for the 2017 vintage. Let's see. Seller Tracker has a little review on it. They have some tasting notes. Oh, there's some pro reviews here. I didn't see that. Wow, that's interesting. More than meets the eye. That says there's some pro reviews on here. Okay. I'm not gonna read those. Apparently I can't anyway. Tasting notes, but yeah, they have some tasting notes on this wine. And not much more to it than that on Cellar Tracker. But they do have the 2017 vintages listed here. Now, Winefeed, which is where I purchased it, this is Winefeed in Raleigh, North Carolina. Winefeed has two locations. And I visited the Raleigh location. This is the one in Raleigh, Winefeed. And Philip Zucchino is the proprietor. And Kara there had sold me this bottle of wine, told me about it, and really nice people there. This is located in Raleigh, North Carolina. They have another store in Durham, North Carolina. And that, let's see, I think I have a couple more pictures of this somewhere. I don't know where my picture list is here. There it is. This is the inside of their store. I showed these last week, actually. But they have a very, very light selection. But what they do is they hand pick these wines, from what I understand, from what I understood from them, is that these are hand picked by them, wines that they particularly want to sell and that they enjoy. There's another angle, another shot of the store inside. But that is the wine feed. And they had it on their website. Their website is thewinefeed.com. Thewinefeed.com. So they have it listed here for $24. And that's about what I paid for it. If I recall correctly, when I went in the store, that's what I paid for, $24. So about the median price, I guess. They have some notes on here. I'm going to read this. This is coming from their website at thewinefeed.com. The 2017 Chianti Classico Italy Organic. This is an organic wine. So there you go. It's organic. I don't know if it's just organically grown and invented, or if it's just, you know, one or the other. I'm not sure. It just says organic. Let me read this little note here on the website. I'm reading from thewinefeed.com. Made by a husband and wife duo, this is a classic family operation of only 3 hectares. This wine consists of 85% Sangiovese, 10% Canaiolo, and 5% Malvasia Nero, and spends a decent amount of time in oak. Winemakers Saverio Bisagli, I guess it's Saverio. Is it either Saverio or Saverio? I'm going to say Saverio. Saverio Bisagli is a master of the oak barrel and uses it to highlight the wines instead of masking flaws like others in the area do. There's some information I did not know. Some people are masking flaws in their wines. Trust me, this industry is full of stuff like that. I've heard worse. It says, this is a wine that is worth aging for another 5 to 7 years if you have the patience. So you can actually put this away, you know, store it in a cool place, where you'd want to store wines, where you can, a wine cellar or whatever, where it'll keep for a while. And you can keep this for 5 to 7 years, apparently. So this is good to know. This is good. Very good to know. Okay. By the way, the Raleigh store is located at 602 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Durham store is located on 307 South Roxborough Street in Durham. So if you're in the general area, in the Raleigh-Durham area, thereabouts, that's where you can visit the wine feed stores. I highly recommend them. They're nice people, and they know their wines. Okay, and they did not pay me to say that, okay? They did not. I paid full price for these wines, by the way. I paid full price, trust me. All right, we're going to taste this wine just a moment. Let's go back and check the chats one more time. Looks quiet everywhere. Okay. But feel free to jump in and say hi. We know we have people watching on Twitch and Twitter and YouTube and everywhere. That's good. You're fine. You can watch. You don't have to say anything, but jump in and say hi. Just let me know you're doing okay. I want to make sure you're doing okay. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking. Tell me what you like to see me drinking, and if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can buy a drink or two. By the way, for the gentleman who a few weeks ago suggested a Greek wine, I'm still looking for one. Still haven't found one yet, believe it or not, in our local area, but I'm still looking. Tom Antio's in the chat, and he says, hi, Dad. He says, drinking water. Hi, right back at you, son. Hope you're having a good week. I have a, we toasted Tom a couple weeks ago, or last week, congratulating him for his graduation from Appalachian State University. I have another congratulatory toast for him. I was kind of holding back until this week, but we have another congratulatory toast for him, which is another big deal, another big milestone. I'll tell you about that when we get to the toasting, which will be hopefully sooner rather than later. Let's give this wine another swirl. Let's give it a taste now and just see exactly what this wine is all about. Now, I don't know. Once again, I really don't. I've never tasted this wine before. I have not. So I really don't know what to expect from it. I will say this, though. It smells nice. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Oaky. Cherry and oak. Yeah, they were right. That little bit of review that I saw, it was oaky and cherry. A little more red fruit in here. Let me see. Wow, interesting. An interesting mix of flavors. Rather peppery. Interesting. Quite a bit of pepper, and has a fairly long finish, but it's not super bold. It's kind of medium, and it's kind of a medium complexion, and also has a medium body to it. There's a lot of tannin in this wine. It's not super tannic, but there's more tannin in it than the wine we had last week and the Chianti that we had a few weeks ago. The Chianti we had a few weeks ago that I really liked, and it was not that tannic at all, and it was really, but it was surprisingly smooth. This is a very dry wine with quite a lot of tannin in it. And it is oaky, like they were saying. A lot of cherry, but I'm also getting a little raspberry in here too. But it's very peppery. It's very peppery, and maybe just a hint of licorice. And I love licorice, but I'm tasting just a hint of licorice in here. Just a hint of licorice. Yeah. And I like it. It's nice. It's nice. Okay. Well, I'll have some more of this. Okay. We'll have a little bit more. I don't want to overdo it. There's plenty in the bottle. Plenty to toast with. I'm liking this wine so much, but it does have a long, lingering finish. And I am, in the back of the throat, I am tasting a little bit of the alcohol. Which is okay, but I don't like to taste too much in the back of my throat. And we've had some pretty bold wines in the past where it is kind of too much, at least from my taste. Some people like it. From my personal taste, I'd rather taste more of the wine than the alcohol. But this isn't bad. This is just, it's a nice warm feeling in the back of the throat. A little bit of alcohol back there, but it is a long finish. I think this is something that could go pretty well with some pastas and cheeses. I think so. I do not have, I don't have the pasta with me, but I do have the cheese. And I tell you what, I've got a burger here. This is what we have here. This burger that I have, I put together, it's a kind of a heated up a frozen burger. Put a little olive oil on it and some Lowry's seasoning. We're going to try it. Let's go ahead and taste this. Try it with the wine. And this burger is actually a pretty good burger. Pretty decent. Oh. There you go. Yeah, not bad. And this wine, I could see it. I don't have a lot of taste of that. I could see this going with some meatballs with sauce on it. Tomato sauce. I think this is a good pairing with a meatball with tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. Mm. I could have this with an old-fashioned hamburger, too. Not bad. The Chianti's pretty decent. Okay, well, I'm going to clear the palate for a minute. A little water. Yeah, this is my Square Guy mug. That Square Guy, I haven't seen him around for a while. That's because he and Darcy got married. We toasted them on their wedding day. And they've been taking the month off from their Twitch streaming to celebrate all of that. Looking forward to seeing him again on Twitch and on this live streams. Now, I'm going back over here to camera 3. You know what? I'm going to try it with this first. This is the unexpected cheddar with parm. This is cheddar cheese with Parmesan in it. And I like this cheese, and I think it would go pretty well with this wine. But I'll need to pour a little bit more. Mm. It's good cheese. Good cheese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good pairing. So I like to put... You like to put Parmesan on your... A Romano or a mix on your spaghetti, you know, in the spaghetti and the meatball and the tomato sauce and then pour on the Parmesan. I love the Parm. And I'm one of those people that when I go out to eat in a nice Italian restaurant or even at home, it's better at home, actually, in my case, because when I go out to eat and the server comes around with a cheese grater and she says, okay, say when. And I'm just kind of watching her. She's saying, say when. Hey, you can say when, you know, anytime. And I'm just watching and this cheese just pile up. Finally, I just say, yeah, okay, when. What do you want me to say when? And then I have this big pile of cheese on my plate. At home, I don't worry about that because I can just put as much cheese on as I want. We have a cheese grater like that too. Just pile it on. My daughter also likes Parmesan, and she'll eat it by the block. She'll cut off the block. She'll eat the Parmesan like that. She loves that. Let me clear the palate one more time. More water. And let's go back to camera three, and let's try it with the, this is mozzarella. This is some sliced mozzarella, because that's all we had, sliced mozzarella. Let's try it with that, and we will try it with the wine. There's good mozzarella. I like mozzarella. Lasagna on a pizza. Yeah, ricotta and the lasagna, but have a layer of mozzarella on top of that. Works with the mozzarella for me. Now, the mozzarella does cut the tannin quite a bit for some reason. Now, this is a very soft cheese. Mozzarella is a very soft cheese. Now, I wouldn't expect it to do that very in most cases, but this one seems to do that a little bit. Maybe I just didn't get enough of the cheese in there because there are little flat pieces. Anyway, I think that does it. We're keeping this simple tonight. So that does it for the tasting tonight. So we're gonna go with that. Because we want to get to the festivities. Let's get to the festivities. I don't want to be going too late tonight. It's been quite a long weekend. And we're going to get to the fun, too, right? Have some fun. I mean, this is fun, right? Yeah, of course. Hope so. Well, it's fun for me. And Tom Antio's drinking water. It's good for you. Water's good for you, Tom. I have some right here in my trusty... the Square Guy mug. All right, checking all the chats here. Quiet on YouTube. All right, let's go ahead and toast some national days because I think it's time for us to do that. Let's toast some national days. Now, let me pull up my national day list. Courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. Marlo Anderson is the CEO, proprietor of nationaldaycalendar.com. And he's put this list together, he and his team, from May 21st, and now we're going to read May 22nd as well. Let's get the wave going here. There we go. Okay, May 21st, National Days. Today, May 21st, 2022, for another hour and 14 minutes, is National Red Cross Founders Day. Yes, this is National Red Cross Founders Day, the day that the Red Cross... American Red Cross was founded. American Red Cross Founders Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Memo Day. Somehow I missed that memo. Didn't get that one. Here, National Memo Day. Here we go. Oh, it's National Strawberries and Cream Day. I will drink to that. National Strawberries and Cream. You know what? Before I do that, though, I got something to show you. You know, you remember a few weeks back when we were trying out another wine. I think it was a Chianti, as a matter of fact. If my memory serves me correctly, and it probably doesn't. Where are my photos? Here they are. I had shown for the dessert, my lovely wife, Chi, had prepared a strawberry dipped in chocolate on a stick, right? We tried that out. Very juicy strawberry, very nice. Here's one that she prepared before. This is really nice. She had on a platter a couple of strawberries dipped in chocolate, homemade by my lovely wife, Chi, and a glass of wine, which went really well together. In fact, they went so well together that it wasn't long before my plate looked like this. And the glass as well. So, it was thoroughly enjoyed by me. It was, yeah. Yes, National Strawberries and Cream Day. I will drink to that. It's also National Waitstaff Day. National Waitstaff Day, I'll drink to that. It's also National Armed Forces Day. The third Saturday in May is National Armed Forces Day. I will drink to that. We need our armed forces. It is also National Learn to Swim Day. The third Saturday in May is National Learn to Swim Day. I think I told you this swim story I had from when I was a kid. Oh, I've been terrified of water for a couple of reasons. Since I was a little kid, I nearly drowned in the ocean once. Not when I was little, when I was about a couple of years old. And this happened to my grandparents. My grandparents had a, not on my father's side, my mother's side, my grandparents, Jones, and they had a beach house that my grandfather built on the beach. And they had beachfront property. And we stayed the first 2 years of my life and the first year or so of my sister Gina's life, we spent a lot of time there, Flagler Beach in Florida. And loved it there. It was really nice. But one time I was out on a raft, one of those little inflatable rafts with my dad, and he was telling me to hold. See, I remember this is kind of a vivid memory for me because it was kind of traumatic. So it was one of those rafts that had the brass eyelets going around it, and you had the rope went around the thing. And my dad was saying, well, you got to – now, it was in waist-deep water for him. But I was a really little kid, so it was like all the way up over my head. Anyway, I'm on the raft with my dad pulling alongside, and he kept telling me to hold on to the ropes. And at one point, I think I let go of the ropes and fell in the water. And my dog at the time, now this is the story that I've been told. I don't know. I really don't remember any of that. But my dog at the time, he was a little Cocker Spaniel named Donnie. He jumped in the water and pulled me out and apparently saved my life. I did not know that. And so, you know, that's the story that's been told to me. I don't have much of a recollection of that part. I just do have the recollection of, you know, being on the raft and kind of flipping over. And that's about all I remember. But that's the story that has been told to me. Now, where was it going with this? Oh, yeah. So since an early age, I was, you know, it kind of traumatized me. So I was not really fond of water. But when I was 12 or 13, I was younger than that. I think I was about 7 or 8. That's what it was, 7 or 8. My mom signed me up for swim classes at the local YMCA in Salisbury. So I was about 7 or 8 years old there, I think. And she wanted me to take swimming classes. So I did begrudgingly. I didn't want to. I was still kind of terrified of the water. But she said, well, you got to get over your fear of the water, so we're going to give you some swimming classes. So I took the swimming classes. And I remember I do have a few vivid memories of the swimming classes. One was hanging on to the side of the pool and not wanting to go anywhere and just getting out of the pool until the swim class was over. I didn't like it. And the swim instructors couldn't really help me much. And then the other memory I have was also kind of traumatic, where they sent me up on the high dive in order to graduate from the class, the swim class, which I never really learned how to swim in the first place. To graduate from the class, you had to go up on the high dive and dive off the high dive. Now, remember, I'm, 6 or 7 years old, maybe 8. I don't think I was that old yet. It was still pretty young. I already had a fear of heights. So had a fear of heights, and they wanted me to climb this thing. So I get up there, and I'm already kind of traumatized because I'm up so high looking down the pool. And then they wanted me to jump, and I'm like, okay, well, I have to. And they kind of, at first I didn't want to go anywhere, but then they said, well, look, we're going to catch you. We're going to catch you. It's going to be okay. We're going to have somebody here to grab you, so you're going to be fine. So I took a deep breath, and I dove into the pool. And I remember just going down into the pool, and I think I took on a little water too. And they had to be right there and yanked me out. And I'm glad they did, because I, as I recall, it was a very unpleasant experience for me. I never did learn to swim at that Y. I wish I had, but I didn't. Here's to National Learn to Swim Day, third Saturday in May. I'll drink to that, because I should have done that then. I still don't like the water to this day that much. I really don't. And not much. All right, May 22nd, which is tomorrow in 1 hour and 6 minutes. May 22nd is International Being You Day. And you know what? Even though I'm not a swimmer, I am me, and I am being me, and I'm being me on this wine stream, and that's good enough for me. So here's International Being You Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Bi-Musical Instrument Day. I've got some stories there. I'm not going to regale you with those now. National Bi-Musical Instrument Day. You know, I took a year piano class. No, wait. Not a whole year. I took some piano lessons. Learned enough about piano to learn that I was kind of bored with piano. I wish I'd kept up with the lessons. I learned enough about using a keyboard to be able to make up some simple songs. That was about it. Let's see. I played the drums, joined a band in high school, played the drums a little bit. Learned enough to learn how to play the drums a little bit. And I love music. I was just not a musician per se. Keep telling myself I'd like to play the guitar, and maybe one of these days I'll probably sit down and do it. I bought a guitar from a friend of mine who passed away some years ago. He sold me one of his used guitars. I passed it down to my son because I never actually learned to play it, even though I said I wanted to. So that's my experience with musical instruments. National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. All right, I'll drink to that. Why not? May 22nd is also National Craft Distillery Day. I will drink to that. National Craft Distillery Day. Oh, yes. Craft distilleries. I showed you the pictures last week of the photos, the place we went to before in Raleigh when we went to the wine feed. I'll show you one of them again here. The beer garden. Let's see, which one to... Oh, yes. Beer garden. We visited that in Raleigh. Great place. And they were known for having craft beer. They also are known for having the Guinness Book of World Records. I think they're still holding the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most taps over, at the time I think it was 300 taps. Now they're up to 400 and something. Really, really amazing stuff. And the craft beer that I had, it was very, very good. Very good. I enjoyed that. Here's to National Craft Distillery Day. And I think in this case, they're referring to distilled spirits. There's a place in Charlotte called Seven Jars that has their own distillery, and they do craft distillery. They do their own whiskeys and their own bourbons, I think, and a couple of others, distilled beverages. That's up in Charlotte. I haven't been there. I haven't visited them. Well, I'll have to go back and check them out one day again. National Craft Distillery Day. It's also National Maritime Day. Tomorrow is also National Maritime Day. And it's also National Solitaire Day. You like solitaire? Who hasn't wasted a lot of time playing solitaire, especially if you go back and you played it on your Windows PC years ago? I still play solitaire sometimes. Oh, I've got a pick. No, I don't have it with me, do I? I don't have it set up. Oh, darn. This is a shame. I have a record time for... playing solitaire on the Roku. They had a Roku app, and I should have prepped that up. I didn't even think about it. But I've got the score. I could show you the score. It's pretty amazing. National Solitaire Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Vanilla Pudding Day. I'll drink to that, vanilla pudding. I had some banana pudding last night and some today because I only ate half it last night and ate the other half today. I know I'm not supposed to be eating that, but hey, it was good banana pudding. I'll drink to that. All right, and we have one more. May 22nd, which is tomorrow, 2022, is World Paloma Day. Now, what is Paloma, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Paloma, and I'm reading this, I'm going to read this directly from the National Day Calendar website, nationaldaycalendar.com. On May 22nd, World Paloma Day recognizes the national drink of Mexico. This refreshing cocktail made with tequila and grapefruit soda is definitely worth celebrating. That's World Paloma Day. The growing reputation of the Paloma in the United States may be related to its sparkling personality. The vibrant flavor and bright citrus notes combined with a light, energetic flair makes the Paloma a celebration drink. However, where and when the Paloma began is a bit of mystery. In 1938, the first grapefruit soda came on the scene in the United States. From there, the soda made its way to Mexico in 1955. Whoever first mixed tequila, lime, and grapefruit soda brought together an undeniably beautiful and delightful beverage. The Paloma's shimmering character is just one reason it is the most popular cocktail in Mexico. Easily mixed in large batches to serve in a pitcher for company, the Paloma complements a summer cookout as well as a more formal affair. And that's from nationaldaycalendar.com. You know what? I don't think I've ever had Paloma. I've had a number of drinks mixed with tequila. I've had tequila straight, you know, tequila. Mm. But I don't think I've ever had Paloma. I'm going to have to try that out. Although it's a little, tomorrow. It's National Paloma Day tomorrow. So I guess I have a little time to try Paloma out. Anybody else try Paloma? Have you ever had Paloma? Is this news to you? Might be worth a try if you like tequila and grapefruit. Here's to World Paloma Day. I will drink to that. All right, got to drink to it again, but with the wave. Here we go. World Paloma Day. I'll drink to that. Yeah, I forgot to turn the wave back on. It's okay. With that, let's go ahead and go back to the chats. You know, by the way, we're drinking this. This is what we're drinking, the Montrotondo Chianti Classico Vigna Vagliolata. It's a Vendemmia. It's a 2017, and I'm liking this wine so far. It's pretty good. I'm not one of those people that says I've never met a wine I didn't like, but this one I can say, yes, I do like it. It's pretty good so far, and I like Chianti's. Pretty good wine so far. Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up so far. But I'll have the final review at the end of the show. In the meantime, let's go back to the chats for a minute. And kind of quiet everywhere. Now, I know my good friend Ed, who is often in the chats, usually in the chats, are jumping in at some point. He is not with us tonight because he is busy with an event that they do every year in Orlando, and this event started yesterday or today, and it goes on through the end of the month through Memorial Day, and that is the Fringe Festival, the Orlando Fringe Festival, and he participates in that every year, and he's really involved with it, and so it sounds like a lot of fun. So I'm sure he's busy with that. Probably won't be home till real late tonight. But Ed, here's to you, by the way. Hope everything's going well with the Fringe Festival this year. My good friend Ed. All right, and anything else going on in the chats anywhere else? Okay, Tom Antio is still drinking water. Well, you know what, Tom Antio, since you are drinking water. Since you have drink in hand, let's go ahead and give a toast to Tom Antio. Now, my son, he graduated from Appalachian State University, and we toasted him last week. I'm getting the fireworks ready. He had a job lined up right out of school. Right at graduation, he had a job lined up. His job officially, I didn't want to say anything last week, but his job officially started this past Tuesday. He actually applied for a position working at the company I work for, at BytesAwayRadios.com. Parent company being Cricket Ventures, LLC. Not to be confused with Cricket Phone. That's a different thing. Cricket Ventures, LLC. And he was hired on into the company. And he started, his first day was this past Tuesday. I think he's been doing pretty well so far. And I want to give my son a congratulations for joining the team at Buy Two Way Radios. At this point, I want to say congratulations to Tommy. May you do very, very well. We hope everything goes well for you and wish you all the best. Here's to my son, Tommy. Congratulations on your new job. He is the social media manager for BytwoWayRadios.com. Congratulations, Tommy. And I will toast you again because I can. Congratulations on your new job, Tommy. All right. Oh, by the way, you know, I almost forgot. Here I am putting on my wine glass and wiping wine off the table. Why am I doing that? I should be using my Drink with Rick coaster. Yes, the official Drink with Rick coasters are back. Tom Antio says, thanks, Dad. Well, you're welcome, son. The official Drink with Rick coasters are back and just as good as ever. I'm going to set it on that. I prepared another batch. I printed up a whole another batch for our trip to PodFest. We're going to PodFest. Going to be attending that and taking a bunch of cards, Drink with Rick cards. We've got some of these. I have a few buttons left. We have the buttons. I'm not wearing a button, but I have a Drink with Rick button. I don't know if you can see it here. Let me put it up on this camera. Yeah, we have a Drink with Rick button. There you go. And sometimes I give these out when I'm doing giveaways, but I haven't been able to do that lately because I ran out of some of the stuff. So those who've won giveaways in the past 4 or 5 months haven't been able to get a coaster because I ran out of them. I think I gave my last one away a couple months ago. I printed some more, though, and I have more here. I'm taking some of them to PodFest, but I'm leaving some of them here to give away to you. I want to give, this is the camera. So you can have them, and I will arrange for those who really want one that they can obtain them. I'm still working out the details on that, so we'll see what we can do there. Maybe when I get back from PodFest, we'll see if we can work out a deal where I can get those who want one. A coaster or two. And we'll talk about that in a week or two. All right, so I've got one more. Let me see. Tom Antio says, glad to be a part of the company. Well, we're glad to have you as part of the company, Tom. Really, really appreciate it. Doing a fine job, son. Fine job. And let me see, let me check the chats everywhere else. Kind of quiet on, I've got a bunch of tweets on Twitter. Okay. Nothing for me. Kind of quiet tonight. Hey, we can close up early tonight. How about that? All right, let's close up early tonight. Well, okay, there are a couple of things we've got to do here before we close up. One is, I'm just double checking everything here. There we go. Okay. We're all caught up. All right. So what do we have next on the agenda? Oh, dad jokes. I was going to tell you some dad jokes. Okay. Let's do a few dad jokes, and then I'm going to show you my preview film. I'll set that up for you here. So let's pick out a couple of dad jokes for May. I'm going to read one page of dad jokes. That's for May. What do we do here? May 21st? Let's go to May 21st. See, this is, I'm reading this from A Daily Dose of Dad Jokes, 365 Truly Terrible Wisecracks. This is, you've been warned, by Taylor Kalmus and Peter L. Harmon. So here's for May 21st. That's today. And these are pretty bad. How does mom always know what the weather will be? She has a urmometer. Yep. Okay, May 22nd. Two antennas got married on a roof. Everyone said the ceremony wasn't anything special, but the reception was fantastic. I've heard that one before. I've heard that one a few times. May 23rd. Why did the camera get sick from its meal? Too much raw footage. May 24th. Actually, it wasn't too bad. That was too much raw footage. May 24th. A jumper cable walked into a cafe. The barista looked at the cable, rolled his eyes, and said, "You again?" The jumper cable shrugged. The barista said, "Okay, I'll get you a coffee. Just try not to start anything." Okay. May 25th. I debated showing up to a pool party with six-pack abs or without working out at all. After a lot of consideration, I decided to go with my gut. Yeah. Okay. May 26th. I love chalkboards. They're remarkable. Yeah. May 27th. I knew this couple who met on a carousel. I think they're still going around together. Yeah. That's as much as it gets. And May 28th. Dad, be careful out there. It's raining cats and dogs. Son, okay, Dad. Dad, seriously, it's dangerous. You could step in a poodle. Really, it wasn't that funny. I think they'll do it for the dad jokes tonight. Okay, well, let's go easy on the dad jokes. I'll give away a dad joke book another time. Not tonight. We don't have enough people in the chat for giving away dad joke books tonight. I don't think so. Okay, anyway. All right. That is for the dad jokes. All right, I have one more thing to show you, and then we're going to do the final review. All right, so I'm going to do a setup for this real quick. As you know, I work for a company called Buy Two Air Radios, as well as my son does now, too. Now, one of the things I do for the company is I've put together some videos, product videos, tutorials, and things like that. We have a new product that we are launching now from a company called Ocean. It looks like it says Wooshin, but it's pronounced Ocean in Chinese. This is the KGS88G. It's a GMRS radio. And GMRS means General Mobile Radio Service, which is needs a license to operate this radio. But I'm not getting too deep in the weeds here. It's very popular with a lot of people, off-roaders and people who are into GMRS radios in general. It's used for a lot of different purposes. It used to be used by businesses, but some businesses still use it, but lately it's become more of a general purpose radio for people doing various activities, and it's become more of a hobby kind of service lately. The companion to this would be FRS, Family Radio Service, and those are the ones that most everybody's familiar with. If you go to the local Walmart or Target or someplace like that, and you see the little radios, 22-channel radios that they claim get like 26 miles or 30 miles or whatever, which actually don't. They do, but only if you're standing mountaintop to mountaintop or something. You know, you're way up in the air in an airplane or something. But or on the International Space Station or somewhere. Line of sight. The radios operate on line of sight. So the low-power radios that you see sold in the supermarkets, in the department stores, they're usually packed. They come in two packs, and they're usually packed in these little bubble plastic, you know, containers that you have to cut open. Those really annoying things you have to cut open and cut yourself up in the process. And they have these kind of bubble covers on them, and that's why they're called bubble packs. In the business, they're called bubble pack radios. These are the low wattage and, you know, radios that pretty much anybody can use. Bubble pack radios. Anyway, so I'm doing this setup so you will understand the context of this video I'm going to show. So we're launching this new product. This is the Ocean KGS-88G GMRS radio. And what we're doing here, what we wanted to do was show off the fact that this has come a long way since these bubble pack radios were introduced to the market. A little bit different. It's a little bit different animal. A little bit different radio, I should say. So I put together a promotional trailer, a preview trailer of for this radio in anticipation of it coming out. I want to do something different. It's not the typical thing that I usually do. I want to do something really, really different, something that nobody else had been doing. So what I do is I say, well, why don't I do this in the concept of a theatrical movie trailer? Like it was a preview of a coming movie, a coming attraction. So that's what I did. And I'm going to show it to you now. We released it yesterday, Friday, and it's had some pretty good reception so far. People seem to like it. So people that were surprised by it because they weren't expecting a movie trailer for a radio. I think there was one comment saying, "I can't wait to see the movie." but here it is. This is the theatrical trailer for the Ocean KGS-88G GMRS two-way radio.
There was a time when we thought they were toys, and having something more meant breaking all the rules. Until one day, the rules of old were changed. Now everything is different. And all the toys are real.
That is the promo. Yeah, it looks like a coming attraction for a movie. That was the intent. And a little tongue-in-cheek, but there's a lot of nuance in there and a lot of symbolism. A lot of symbolism in that. The GMRS crowd will probably... Ugh, I can't talk anymore. The GMRS crowd will probably get a lot of that. The average person probably won't really understand what's going on there, but... if you're into two-way radios, FRS, GMRS radios, ham radios, things like that, CB radios, you'll probably get a lot of what's going on there, a lot of the new ones. Anyway, so that is what I produced, and with the help of my son, Tommy Antio, he assisted me with that. That's his arm coming out of the water there with the radio, by the way. He assisted me with quite a bit of that. Couldn't have done it without him, really. Anyway, that's it. And hopefully we'll have a lot of success with this. With this radio. By the way, for those of you who are into radios, and before I forget, you know, you can, and also, you know, that weather radio season is coming up. I guess you'd say hurricane season is coming up very shortly. And you should get a weather radio. Everybody should have a weather radio. If you go to buy2wayradios.com, get your weather radio, or get one of these Ocean KG S88G radios if you have a GMRS license. You can go to buy2wayradios.com, put in the promo code WINESHOW in the checkout. Put it in the shopping cart there. Promo code WINESHOW, W-I-N-E-S-H-O-W. You will get 5% off your entire order. That includes everything, including the radios. Any of the radios, any of the radio accessories, whatever you want to get, 5% off the entire order at buy2wayradios.com. And incidentally, that's not a paid promotion. They're not paying me for that. They're just paying me to do my day job. They're not paying me for, you know, for doing any of this, pitching the radios or anything like that. This is not... not something I'm getting paid for to do, okay? This is just something I'm doing because I work for the company. I'm the product manager for Buy2Wear Radios, for full disclosure. So I'm just doing this because they gave me a promo code saying, here's a promo code for your viewers and listeners of Drink With Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and that's what I'm doing. I'm passing it on to you so you can have the savings. Get yourself a weather radio, though, and be prepared. If nothing else, get a weather radio. Hurricane season is coming up June 1st. Be ready. Put together an emergency weather kit. Go to ready.gov. It's a government website where you can get a list of things that you're going to have to prepare for an emergency weather kit. And then get yourself an emergency weather radio like this. And if you get it from Buy2Wear Radios, you save 5% off the order. There you go. All right, well, that's pretty much what I have tonight. Let me check the chats one more time. Chi says Tia's voice is great, too. That's right. My daughter, Tia. Tia Savoia. TiaSavoia.com, TiaSavoia.art. She does art for everybody. I know I've talked about her before. She does art for all the artwork for this show. She does the animation, you know, that you see with the bottles, the wine bottles and stuff. She can do it for you if you need some artwork done. She takes commissions at TiaSavoia.com or TiaSavoia.art. She did the voice for that promo. She was the one who was delivering the voiceover for that theatrical trailer. She did a fine job with it, too. She did a very nice job. Very nice, nice job on it. So thank you, Tia. Appreciate your assistance on that. All right. Well, I guess it does it for tonight. I've got, let's see, kind of quiet everywhere in the chats. Interesting. I've got people watching, but nobody chatting. It's all right. Here's another chance for you to jump in and say hi and tell me how you're doing. Before we close it up here, let me give you my final review on the wine. Okay, that's what we're drinking. The Monterotondo Chianti Classico Vigna Vagliata Vendemmia. This is a 2017. It has, let me see if I can pull up the particulars on this particular wine again. It is 85% Sangiovese, 10% Cagnolo, and 5% Malvasia Nero. And it was spent a decent amount of time in oak barrel. And it does have a little bit of an oaky flavor to it. It has some tannin. It has a fair amount of tannin in it. And it's a very, very dry Chianti. It went pretty well with everything on this plate, which you know wasn't much on this plate, but what was there, it went well with it. It went well with the burger. I think this would go good with a burger. Well, it goes well with a lot of food. I think this would go well with meatballs, meatballs and tomato sauce, and spaghetti. Yeah, sure. I think it'd go great with pizza too, with your favorite meats on them, or a veggie pizza. I think it would go great with all of that. It went well with the Unexpected cheddar with parm tonight. No surprise there. It went pretty well with the mozzarella as well. I liked it with all of that. And, of course, I think it goes pretty well on its own. I like it on its own. I think this is a pretty decent wine all around. I would, though, it's 14% alcohol by volume is what it says on the bottle. I saw it somewhere else at 13.5%. I think it's really more towards the 14% or maybe a little higher. I would recommend having this with food. And I would recommend having it with a nice Italian dinner. I think it'd go well with a nice Italian dinner. I think it would fit just nicely. You know, a little, you know, lasagna, maybe some cannoli for dessert, you know, and pizza and spaghetti, ravioli. I would have it with, ziti, baked ziti. Go great with baked ziti. Go great with any of that. Anything with pasta and cheese and tomato sauce, I think it would go really well with. I think it would go well with the chicken parmesan or veal parmesan. I think it would go fine with all of that. Anyway, that's my final review. I like this wine. I recommend it. $24 is what I paid for it at WineFeed, thewinefeed.com. And I purchased it at The Wine Feed in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they have a store in Durham. So if you're in the vicinity of either of those areas, you can go check it out. And tell Philip I sent you. The proprietor, Philip Zucchino, tell him I sent you. Please. It's okay. But if you can, yeah. If you're thinking about it. we're done. It's all right. Anyway, that's all I got for tonight. There is one more celebrity I want to bring out tonight. And by the way, I want to thank everybody who joined me in the chats tonight. Even if you weren't in the chats, if you're just watching, and I see people who are watching. My lovely wife, Chi, also, and Tom Antio, thank you for being here tonight. Anybody else who was in here that I missed? Okay. And whatever venue are we watching it on? And the podcast, if you're listening later, thanks for listening in. I do appreciate each and every one of you. Now, I want to bring out one more celebrity, local celebrity, before we go. He is none other than a Roadkill Bill. Yes. Try it with the right hand tonight. Roadkill Bill. He is Roadkill Bill. And the worst for wear for it. Roadkill Bill. In his own inimitable way, is saying, please don't drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. Don't go anywhere yourself. Don't drive anywhere yourself. Drinking and driving is very dangerous. You're putting yourself and you're putting others at risk. Please don't do it. Do not drink and drive. Please don't text and drive either, right, Bill? That's right. Because driving, distracted driving, is just as bad as drunk driving. It's all pretty much distracted driving. Don't do it, please. It's very dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next time on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.